everyone, and welcome to the Life As I Know It podcast. My name is Michelle, the host of this podcast. I'm super excited about this episode because we are talking about the art of meditation. I am joined with Eric today, and in this conversation, we go through our experience with meditation, how it benefited us, as well as answering some commonly asked questions that people have at the beginning of their meditation journey. So if you are a beginner to meditation, hopefully this conversation will kickstart your meditation journey. But if you do have experience with meditation, hopefully you can relate to a couple things that Eric and I say. Now on to the episode. Okay, so before we jump into today's topic, Eric, do you want to introduce who you are to the listeners?
Yeah, 100%. So hi, everyone. Super excited to be here. My name is Eric. I'm 24 in Toronto, and I work in the marketing industry in telecom. And I actually happened to attend school, Michelle, and we worked on a couple of student groups together in the past. So that's how we met, and really excited that we kind of got to reconnect now through our podcast.
Felt like ages ago.
Yeah, back when we actually were able to still host it in person. It's actually cutting it close because it was like towards the end of January. So it was one of the final events. I think it was like the last event that I actually hosted or like was a big part of before it kind of slowly became no more events and no nothing slowly after that.
Yeah. Today, I have invited Eric here to have a conversation about meditation. So Eric, when did you first discover meditation and why did you start?
So I discovered it like, I'd say probably a year ago, maybe a bit more, might have been like a year and a half ago. And I started as a 30-day challenges. At the time, I used to do a bunch of 30-day challenges. It started off with like 30 days no drinking, then did like 30 days no social media. And I was curious to see, you know, what sort of other habits do I want to pick up or at least try for 30 days and kind of give it an honest shot. So then I wanted to challenge myself, and meditation is one of those things that I always thought about, but I never actually took the deep dive into it. At first, I never really understood, you know, should I be doing this? Why would this be good to do? And I started doing it. I did it for 30 days at a time. I got to be honest, I definitely took an extended break after that as life got a bit more hectic. But then recently, especially this year, I really started getting back to it. Fortunately enough, at work, we actually were given a Calm membership for free, like a premium Calm membership for free. So I was able to really leverage that. And I was like, you know what, if they're giving it to me for free, let me try it out. Let me see how it is. And I've loved it. Like I found some really good meditations on there. And, you know, I wanted to kind of really learn what it's like to quiet my mind and see how well that works. And, you know, see if it's actually something that could help me down the road. And, you know, spoiler alert, it really does help.
Yeah, I think I started around 2 years ago, but it was just like on and off. Like I never really took it seriously. And then I think like around like last year to like this year, I started to take it more seriously and kind of implement it like daily. Obviously some days I miss it, but yeah, honestly, I've been using Calm too and I love it.
That's awesome.
I wish my office gave it to me for free though. That'll be nice.
So do you use a specific meditation from there?
I use the Daily Calm.
Okay, cool.
So they have the daily ones.
Yes.
It's like the 10-minute ones. I find that one really useful. Because like every day they talk about something different. There's so much on that platform, honestly.
Yeah, I started off with the Daily Calm. And then I went on to the Daily Trip. I just found, I don't know, I really like the guy's voice. And the ideas are so cool. And I'm like, you know, this is really interesting.
I'm going to try that out. Have you seen your life shift from meditating?
You know, it's interesting because I was curious to see how much a couple of minutes of quiet would actually shift your life. But I genuinely did see a shift. And I think the most important thing here is that I didn't see it right away. It took like a week or two until I really started to understand what was happening and even get some better sessions in. But I felt more controlled, more focused. and my mind was much clearer. Like I was able to kind of control all the rushed thoughts that would come to my mind normally. I was almost it's almost like I built like a bookshelf in my mind, and I was able to actually kind of start taking stuff and using it whenever I needed, as opposed to just having everything like spread out all over the floor.
I totally agree with everything that you said. I feel a bit more controlled and more focused, and my mind is like, my thoughts, everything is like more calmed down. I would say before, when I didn't meditate at all, like I was always on edge with a lot of things, and I wasn't that easygoing. I feel like now I'm a bit more calm, and I like know how to like manage my emotions.
Yeah, it's like the calm app made you calm.
Yeah, honestly, it has. So now that we kind of talked about our experience with meditating, like I know a couple of you listeners like don't meditate, or like majority of you don't meditate. So Eric, what is something you can say to someone that is kind of skeptical about meditation? Like how can you convince them or open their mind up to the practice of meditation?
It's really something that I've been thinking about quite a bit, because it's a tough thing to really grasp and to start doing. I think there's a lot of like mindsets around meditation, and I think the biggest one is that it's this really intense thing, right? Like whenever you think of meditation, you think of someone super zen, staying there focused in like a cross-legged position for like 3 hours, and just being completely like silent and focused. And you kind of think that it's this next level thing that there's no way that you can achieve this, or how is that even possible, right? And not just that, but is it like, am I wasting my time? Like it's a very weird thing. And I think one of the main reasons why it picked up a bit now during the pandemic is because we're actually allowed to slow down for once, right? It wasn't just go, go, go as it always was before. So now sitting quietly for 10 minutes doesn't seem as hard to do as it used to before. Like before, when there's so many events and stuff happening left and right, like sitting in a place for 10 minutes was like weird. It's like it was hard to do, and it was like a very tough thing to do. So now I think what I really say is like, just give it a try. Give it a try. And like, you sometimes meditate even without knowing you're meditating, right? So for example, like sitting and like looking outside the window, and sometimes something catches our eye, or even just like we glance over stuff, and kind of the vision softens, and you just look out the window. I caught myself doing that a while before at the office, just look outside the window, and that's meditation. It's like a 10 second version of it, but that's technically still meditation. And the only thing I'd say is, one of the things that it showed me is how many thoughts are going through my head. And when I meditate, it allows me to kind of line them up. It's like when you're in a store and there's like mad crowd, and all of a sudden like someone from the store comes out and it's like, hey, excuse me, everyone, please line up, please start lining up. This is where the lineup should be going. As opposed to just being like a huddle. That's literally how your thoughts feel. Like my thoughts are like a line, and then they come, they move on, they come, they move on one by one. So even try and like spend like 1 minute and just think about all the things that are coming to your mind. And all of a sudden you'll be like, okay, well, do I need to do this chore or that chore? Do I need to move here, be here, do that, finish this project, like talk to this person? It's just so much stuff. Now imagine if you could do this one practice that would allow you to, take control over that, and not feel like it was something that overwhelming you at all points. I think that's really special. So the biggest thing is just like try it out, give it a couple moments, try it out, and it doesn't have to be like extensive. Short, try it, see what it's like, and then build from there.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are getting more into meditation now because everything is kind of slowed down and people can actually sit down and like pay attention for 10 minutes to your mind. I feel like the thing when I started with meditation, I was so focused on like making sure that I don't have any thoughts in my head, but then like that was completely the wrong thing to do. It's allowing my thoughts in, acknowledging like, oh, this is my thought, and then let it pass. kind of like understanding that helped me a lot with my meditation and like focusing.
It really helps to have, especially like the guided ones, because it really helps tell you what to do. I think the biggest guidance is, sometimes you listen to meditations and they tell you, just like clear your mind, like, just focus on one thing, which is just your breath, and then you're not supposed to take in anything else that is coming in. Like, that's not always necessarily the case. As you go through a process, you actually learn that you can, think about the like get a thought that comes to your mind and just be like, okay, thank you. Good to recognize you. I'm gonna talk to you in 10 minutes after I finish this. Right now it's not the time, right? It's like kind of setting that boundary as you meditate. One question I wanted to ask you is, before you started meditating, did you ever have any sort of like fear of like going into it, being like, oh, like I'm gonna kind of sit here alone with my thoughts, like is this gonna be like a weird thing to do? Something like that.
At first, I was kind of uncomfortable sitting there for a long period of time. I'm not gonna lie, but I did open my eyes a couple of times. I wouldn't say I necessarily feared sitting there alone with my thoughts. I more so doubted the practice and wasn't too sure how this would help me kind of slow down my mind and organize my thoughts. But like I kept trying because like when I first got introduced into meditation, I was surrounded by people that like really focus on self-development, and I heard a lot about like the different benefits of meditation. So I was like, okay, maybe I should just keep trying this out, and I'm starting to love it even more. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's a massive thing. Yeah, at the beginning, like definitely the eyes closed could be like intimidating, right? Like it's kind of weird. It's like I'm just keeping my eyes closed, like what's and there's still life going on outside, right? Like at first I tried doing it at night, and then I fell asleep every time. So I'm like, okay, let me try and do it in the morning to actually like get some benefits from it. But yeah, no, it's very. I think one of the important things that I would tell people is like, don't think that you have to like have your eyes closed, back perfectly straight, like breathing exactly the right way, like no other thoughts in your mind. Like that, you don't have to do all that right at the beginning, right? It's like riding a bike. Like when you first get on a bike, you don't just like all of a sudden have perfect biking form like you're in a competition. You kind of like you waddle a bit, use your wheels, you hold on to something. Like same thing applies to meditation, right? Like sit comfortably. Like I still sit on my couch. I don't sit on the floor, for example. I still sit on my couch and do it, right? And I'm just more comfortable that way. And I feel like it just lets me focus. I even did a meditation recently with my eyes open, and it was instructed that way to do with your eyes open. And it was a very interesting experience. I still got plenty of benefits from there. So I think it's really being nice to yourself and knowing that no matter what, there's something there for you.
Yeah, honestly, I don't feel like there's any wrong way to meditate. It's just whatever works for you. What are some tips you have for someone who is just starting out with meditation and doesn't know where to begin?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is give it a proper try and be very kind to yourself, especially at the beginning, right? Like be very kind to yourself. It's not gonna be pretty, it's not gonna be perfect, it's gonna feel awkward, like it's not gonna be it's probably not gonna be how you imagined it, right? I don't know, I had this I don't even know what I expected it to be, but it wasn't anything that I even thought about it as being. Like it was much more different, much weirder than I thought it was going to be. But it doesn't have to be like perfect, and that's totally okay. Just try it out and start off with an app. I think that's really helpful. I personally liked an app, and I did all my meditations with an app and had them guided. And I think the biggest one is give it a try for a couple of weeks. Like even if it's not daily, even if it's like 3 times a week, 4 times a week, but like you gotta do it for a little bit of time. Like there needs to be some sort of like consistent building. It's a tough thing because we kind of want results right away, but this one is something we need a bit of time to build into it.
Patience.
Exactly.
Patience is key.
Patience is big key here, right? It's funny, meditation will teach you to become more patient, but you need that at the beginning. I wish you had it at the beginning and then it was easy to have, but need to be a bit patient with this one because it's a slower art form, right? Like it's not something like weights where you lift weight twice and like you're sore for a whole like for a whole week afterwards. You need to take your time and trust that it's gonna work. Trust that it's gonna be at least trust that it's gonna do something for you. And then after some time, make that decision for yourself.
Eric and I compiled a list of commonly asked questions that people have about meditation, and we're just gonna answer them. So I know that when I started off, like these kind of questions popped up in my head as well. So hopefully we can answer them. So the first one is, am I meditating correctly? I would say we kind of talked about this already. There's no like right or wrong in terms of meditating. You can lie down, you can sit on your couch, you can sit on your bed, back straight.
You're probably doing it correctly. As long as you're doing it, you're probably doing it correctly. It's really hard to not, unless you're on your phone on YouTube, like that's we're not gonna count that as a meditation. If you're just watching a video, we're not gonna count that as a meditation. Like you gotta at least focus on it, but it's most likely correct.
Okay, so question two, where can I meditate? What is the best position? So I guess we kind of already answered that.
What do you like to do?
I like to sit down on the ground and just like back straight with my eyes closed. Or I would like sometimes like at nighttime, I would sit on my bed and I would meditate. Those are kind of like my two favorite positions.
That's a lot more it's a lot more proper than me. I still I just sit on the couch. Like I sit on the couch. I started sitting cross-legged to kind of give me a bit more alert.
Yeah, I cross-leg too.
But again, it's like it's honestly it's another one of those like part of the daily trip, one of the meditations was sit in a weird position that you wouldn't normally sit in when meditating. So like I like legitimately just like slouch I slouch on the couch. Like I sat like if I were to watch TV. And it was very interesting. Like it was the same. It was one of those things where I was like, I did it, and I still felt good at the end of it. It definitely felt weird because I was so used to crossing my legs for such a lot for some time. But it's again, it's no matter how you do it, whatever is like the thing that makes you not want to do it, you can probably get past that and just adjust that one little thing and focus on everything else.
I did it once, lying down. Like my whole body, I'm just like lying down on the ground. It was really comfortable, but like I feel like I was gonna fall asleep. So I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this position.
It's really good to fall asleep though. It's another thing to try. Like if you're struggling with sleep,
Definitely.
just turn it on like beside you. And I guarantee you, I honestly have not made it to a single med like 10-minute meditation when I was going to sleep. Like I would just put it on and by like 5 minutes into my deep breathing, I was like fast asleep. So now I actually do that. If I can't fall asleep quickly, I'll just like start breathing like really deeply and instantly puts me to bed. It's really cool.
Funny that you mentioned that because like I use Headspace. I don't pay for like the full membership. I use the free available sessions and I use Unwind and it's like a 15-minute like meditation to help you fall asleep. And like what he goes through is like a body scan and like it feels so good. Like I'm so concentrated on every single part of my body and then like I feel so relaxed and I just fall asleep. It works every single time I use it. No kidding. Like, I love it.
There you go. If there wasn't enough reasons to try it, there's another reason. Use it to fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay. So, third question. I feel uncomfortable sitting there. What can I do to get rid of the discomfort?
Move. It's fine. Just
Yeah, move.
literally move. And at least make your seat comfortable, right? Like if your thoughts are going to be uncomfortable or having your eyes closed is uncomfortable, like make sure something is comfortable. Make sure it's supposed to be a comforting practice, right? Make sure something out of this whole practice is comfortable. And hopefully, if it's just that that keeps you coming back, well, at least it's just like, hey, I get to sit on my couch for like 10 minutes a day without having to do anything else. I'll just do it because of that reason. Great. And that slowly will build, and then you'll find other benefits going through it.
Hey, number four, what app do you recommend using?
We already talked about the big fan of Calm, big fan of
Yeah,
Calm.
Calm. I love
Either
Calm.
the daily Calm or the daily Trip, both of those are really good. They have a lot more like specialized stuff if you want. which is really cool. I think they do a really good job at keeping it simple. For Calm, they have actually a thing which is it's like a music section. I don't know if you ever used it.
Yes,
There's like
I
this
know.
music
I love
section,
it.
and you can press like focus music, and they have like just chill vibes to help you work. Like sometimes I turn that on, boom, 15 minutes straight work, no problem.
They have like waves, like waterfalls or like raindrops. Oh, I love that. So like even if you're like doing like a meditation session, like you want to hear raindrops, like you have that in the background as well, which is really amazing.
I was gonna say, what's the background sound that you like to use?
I think it was like Zen. It's like I feel like I'm in a spa. Like the sound is like kind of like a spa. I like that one.
Yeah.
Or I like at nighttime, I like the forest one where I can hear the crickets. And like the water
Okay, cool.
is really nice. It reminds me of like camping.
Yeah. I try the like nature ones, and every single time I'm like, I start just like thinking about like camping or like being outside. I'm like, no, I can't. I gotta do like the music, like the Zen, like sound waves or something, just so I can like, feel like I'm in that, fake it till you make it kind of thing.
It's because like one time I went like a cottage and then we went to the beach area and it was like pitch black at night and I meditated there and all I heard was the sound of like the water and now like I fell in love with it. I was like I felt so calm that time. So like every time I hear it, it reminds me, it brings me back to like that time. So it works perfectly fine with me.
That's an awesome experience. I love it.
Okay, so the next question, how often should you meditate?
Should probably daily. At least, it should is daily, but I think it's a matter of, try it out, whatever works for you. Like if you don't get every day, don't beat yourself up over it, right? Like some days you're gonna wake up later or whatever, or you're not gonna have time during the day. It is what it is, but I'd suggest like daily as much as possible.
Yeah, I suggest daily too, but do I do it daily? No. I miss some days. Honestly, like I used to put a bit more pressure on myself. I'm like, oh no, I didn't meditate today. I have to do it. And now, like, I don't put too much stress. So then I'm like, okay, I didn't meditate today. Like, I was really busy. Like, I'll do it tomorrow. So, whenever you can, honestly.
Life happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, number six, how long should you meditate? How long do you usually meditate for it? Is the daily trips usually like 11 minutes long?
Yeah, it's anywhere from like 9 to like 12 is what I experience. Like averages out of 10.
Yeah, same. I just do
I find
10.
it perfect.
Yeah, I like 10.
Yeah. I'm curious to try something longer.
Do something longer? I don't know. I feel like I'm good with 10 minutes for
Have you ever
now.
tried one?
No, I haven't tried anything longer.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it is. Like I'm curious to like one time just do like 20 minutes and just see how it is.
Try it. Try it and let me know
I
how it
like 10
goes.
though. 10 is perfect. Will do. I'll let you know.
Is there another like option, like a daily trip on the Calm app that does like probably like 20 minutes?
Don't think so. I don't think it's like a daily one.
Okay.
I think you have to like actually go find one that's like 20 minutes long.
Okay.
Like out of all their various meditations. I haven't even looked at it. 10 minutes is great.
I agree. Number seven, what do I do if I can't focus on my breath?
So this one was really interesting because this is actually the reason that I switched over from the daily calm to the daily trip. Is the daily calm is tells you to focus on your breath almost every day. Like that's the main thing. It's always like breathing. And I found myself just getting into this pattern where like at first it was good, and then like a week and 2 weeks later, I was like, like I'm starting to struggle just like thinking about my breath, and I want a bit more variety. I think that's one of the main benefits of an app. Like you get more variety. So then I switched to like to the daily trip, and that one actually gives. I mean, it depends on the meditation, but there's like different things you can focus on. But I think in general for people, like if you can't focus on your breath, first of all, there's different areas of your breath that you can focus on. Like you can focus on how the air comes at like the nose level, or how it feels like in your chest, or how it feels in your stomach, or and then vice versa. Or if not, you can kind of focus on how you're sitting, like what points of contact you're making with the cushion, or with the chair, or wherever you're sitting. Or you can do a body scan. You mentioned that you did a body scan before. Those ones I really like too.
Okay, so last question. What do I do if the mind just races out of control?
Yeah, so it's definitely going to happen. And there's a lot of ways to look at it. I think one of them is it's just at the beginning, it's just interesting to see where your mind goes, right? Like, what's kind of top of mind for you. And sometimes it could be hidden down based on, all the different things that you're thinking about. But when you meditate, it really slows everything down and kind of brings the most important topics up to the forefront. If it really like races out of control, I think so. One of the meditations I did was talking about this and was talking about how we need to be super empathetic to like ourselves and our thoughts, and almost practice this like third person communication with our thoughts. So, let's say all of a sudden my mind just keeps throwing stuff at me, like, oh, I'm thinking about like, the laundry and what I'm gonna eat and what I have to do at work and all these sorts of things. I then the idea there is to, as it comes to you, be like, hello, almost like, talk to that thought, like, hello, I appreciate it that you're reminding me of this. Thank you, but not now. And that thank you, but not now really allows you to acknowledge it, but also kind of set it aside for a later time. And then you don't start feeling like, oh my God, like, do I need to act on this? Like, am I going to forget it? It's like, no, just thank you. I appreciate it. I got it. We're going to talk about this later. Right. And it's that consistent empathy and just consistently doing that, be like, recognizing your thought and be like, great, I have this thought. I'm going to continue meditating though. And then once you're done meditating, you can go back to your thoughts. So I think the biggest thing is being empathetic about it and not trying to like blank your mind, because trying to blank your mind sometimes becomes harder and you're kind of like, well, I'm trying really hard to get back to my breathing, but I can't, like there's still things coming back to my mind. Whereas if you kind of become more gentle with it's like, oh, that's okay, I had that thought, on we go, let me get back to my breathing, or to my body scan, or to whatever.
Eric and I had a fun time answering all those questions. To end off this episode, instead of a question, today I'm going to give you guys a challenge. So I challenge you to meditate once this week for 5 to 10 minutes, or however long you want. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys real soon.